Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Back on with the Thursday podcast. What's good, my people? Yeah, appreciate everybody for taking this in. We're gonna talk about a few things in this mixed bag podcast I got right here. We're gonna talk about, first of all, these supposedly, you know, gas station pills that they've been taking for supplements, basically dietary supplements and all that they're selling at gas stations. And they're gonna tell you they call it gas station heroin because people is hooked on it. But what you have to understand, people, this is all by design. There is nothing that gets to the public that's not already fixed. You understand? That's scripted and basically performing on your ass right here. That's what they do. So when you see these supposedly dangerous pills in gas station, it's not a coincidence. It's all by design. And the gas station and those stores is what they use to distribute poisons for the masses 100%. And you see what they're selling in those gas stations. Nothing good for the masses. We're going to get into this and show you some things to start out. Just make you run.
Their drinks and pills promising to boost energy, but listen, experts call them gas station heroin.
Yes, and I already told you about energy pills and drinks and whatever you're going to take to give you energy. It's bullshit. It's 100% bullshit. They're tricking the masses into taking these things that's bad for their body, calling it energy drink and some kind of supplements. Don't buy it. Pay attention here.
It's sold as happiness in a bottle. You can find it on...
Happiness in a bottle, people. And of course, you're going to understand that's the government who's selling it. They're acting like these things that show up at the gas station that you go to every day to get stuff. They're acting like that's a coincidence. No, people, it's all by design. Any one of these places that distributing things to you, you have to understand it's the government own them. Listen.
Mine at convenience stores, even gas stations. But experts are sounding the alarm, calling what's in these bottles and pills gas station heroin.
So they just call it gas station heroin because of what? Because it's addictive? Pay attention here, or it's doing the same damage as a heroin. Pay attention.
Scary how available it is, because when you go into the gas stations, it's right up front.
Listen. Morgan Eccles says she thought the active ingredient in it, tianeptine, was a safe dietary supplement.
Listen, people, they're talking about tianeptine. So this one say believed that it was a dietary supplement. That's why she bought it. But who would tell you that shit is a dietary supplement? The same government people. They're the one who put that hint out there probably on TikTok. Are one of those networks that they dumb down the masses with. Pay attention here.
That might help with her anxiety.
Oh, I would never.
It might help with anxiety and it's selling a fucking corner store. Are you stupid? This is dumb right here. You do believe that something that can cure anxiety is in the corner store, the gas station? Then you're real stupid, people. Listen here.
Never have bought this had I known at the time what it was.
Can you hear what that person say? If she know what it was, the ingredients and all, she would have never bought it. I'm asking you a question. Why we don't have that shit before we buy these things? Why don't we know what it is that we bought it? Are we buying? Why we don't know? Why is after you use it and then when something hit you, that's when you know that it's dangerous? Why it's not known what it is before you use it? There's no way that you can find out what it is before it do damage to you? The answer is yes. All you have to do is do some homework on these products and you understand what it is. You jump in head first. You don't even check what it is. You don't even read the damn label, even though that's a deception. But you didn't even check the label because it's the same label that tell you that the tianeptine is not good. Listen.
It only took a couple pills for her to get hooked.
It has the potential to destroy anybody.
Wow. And that's exactly
Pay attention to these characters coming out, wiping tears and everything to tell you about the gas station heroin. Fuck them up. Pay attention
his
here.
Mom says happened to her son.
It's horrible. Both there's a reason they call it gas station heroin.
Who call it that? This is dumb and stupid shit. It's the same people selling it to you call it that. You understand that? Who give it that name, gas station heroin? You never understand. It's the worst stage you're dealing with right here. They're the one who make these things up. Listen.
Terry says her life was shattered when her 19-year-old son, Jonathan, died after taking these pills. Mm-hmm. He bought it at a gas station. Mm-hmm. It's sold under names like Neptune's Fix.
Yeah, that people, Neptune's Fix. Anything named Fix, what it is? Addictive. Do you know that or not? Fix mean addictive shit. Yes, you're fixing the addiction. And that's what it is. And you buy something called Neptune's. The Neptune's is a devil calling. You have to remember that. The devil that play God on earth already, you can see right there on the bottle. Did you see it? Is this looking character right there, they call the same Zeus with the crown on the head and the damn trident fork right there in the hand? You better wake your ass up. It's devil shit and you can see it right there on the bottle. About Titan Fix. Are you dumb? Neptune's Fix. Are you stupid? Listen.
And Tiana Red. But the main ingredient in it, TNeptune, has recently been linked by doctors to serious side effects, including seizures and death.
You hear that, people? Doctor now linked that ingredient, the TNeptune, to supposedly seizures and death. What you think, people? I'm going to tell you something just in case you don't understand what's going on here. Go ahead and check some of those main ingredients in the things that you're using. And I guarantee you 100% the tea or Neptune is in something that you're actually taking in. That's how they do it. They might point the finger on some deadly chemical or some deadly poison containing in some kind of, you know, product that you're using. But guess what? If you go ahead and check some more products that you're dealing with, some more things that you're connected to, those same ingredients is in there. You can't escape it on this side of the earth. They have to make these chemical to poison the masses. That's what killing us off. You see, they're bringing something new, a new craze that everybody jump on. Those same deadly chemical is in there that can also cause death 100%.
This could be very dangerous because you just don't really know what's in that bottle.
Nobody know what's in these things that they're taking in, people. You as the consumer don't know what the hell you're taking in. 100%. You got to understand that. Most of the things that you're taking in, you have no idea what it is. They fool you with a label. They fool you with all of these things just for you to just go to the product and take it in. They're not going to tell you until later on. They might come and ring an alarm and say, look, we have a tea or Neptune in it that can kill you. Again.
Diane Colello, who runs the New Jersey Poison Center at Rutgers Medical School, says cases of TNeptune poisoning are surging.
There you go, people. It's surging. Because it's the same people that are telling you now they're coming to your rescue. They're the one who put it out there, people. Who making these supposedly Titans and these Tia Neptune shit? Who's making them? How did it get in the stores, people? You trying to tell me it's an underground company making them and serve them up to gas station? It's the same government people, the same one who serve you up the medication that they tell you is good, the same ones that serving up them pies over the counter and call it medication. It's
a
the
lot.
Same shit.
It's going up across the nation.
Of course.
Experts say the so-called gas station heroin works like a powerful opioid and can be very addictive.
You hear that, people? It works like a powerful opioid. You know what's opioid? Something that the doctor gave you. Something that the doctor prescribed for you. So that means they're telling you it's good once the doctor prescribed it, but it's the same deadly fucking chemical. What you don't understand here? Once the doctor prescribe it, it's good. You don't get it. That's what they call opioid, the same damn shit. So they tell you that it react like opioid, get you addictive and everything. So what's the difference, people? Like I tell you, it's them. The same government people, they're the one who put these things out there because the masses gotta be scatterbrained somehow. So they put you on these supplements, these things, dietary supplements and all. Just to poison you, melt your brain, turn it into soup.
Experts say the so-called gas station heroin works like a powerful...
They're the one who make it up, people. They're the one who make the name and everything. And of course, they can match it up with opioids because that's one of their thing again, to get the masses addicted to pills.
And can be very addictive.
Of course.
We went shopping at several...
Go back.
Be very addictive.
Okay. 357. Called in.
We went shopping at several convenience stores around New Jersey and found Tiana Red and Neptune's Fix readily available.
Look.
The cost? Around $30 a bottle.
Wow, people. Now, right there on the money. $30 a bottle. Wow. Unbelievable. So listen to me, people, because I ain't no fool. In order for these people to get addicted to these things, right there, $30 a bottle from the corner store, something have to be there to advertise it. Somebody's pushing these things right here. Whether it's on social media or something, people. How would the people know about this? Because they go to the gas station and see it and say, what is in that bottle? Oh, $30 a bottle? There's no way, people. It got to be something somewhere they're hearing that craze or getting on that craze to go search for it at the gas station. Why did that person ask for it, even though we already know the whole thing is staged? Why did that person would go to the gas station and ask for the Neptune's Fix? How did it know the name? How did it know about the spill? Okay, so I told you already, that's why they put the social media around. The fucking dumb down TikTok. That's the reason why they give it to you. Most of these things is passing off on TikTok right now. All of these deadly regiment, these deadly trials, all of these things that they want the masses to get on. That's where you're going to find it, right there on TikTok. Yes, the brainwash for the dumb masses. So yes, they see this somewhere else to be interested in it, to go look for it at a gas station. Listen.
Cost around $30 a bottle.
Wow.
Now she and this grieving mother say they want to see grieving it taken mom. Off the shelves.
Listen.
My son was a healthy 19-year-old that had his whole life ahead of him.
Of course.
And your supplement killed my son.
Products with D-Neptune have been banned in 9 states.
You hear that, people? Yes, listen. Come on again. Listen to what they're saying, people. They banned it to your Neptune in 9 states. You know what states they have in America? Over 50. What happened? Is this a joke? So why it's only banned in 9 states, people? This is how the government do it. They shake up the pies and they tell you, hey, we can allow you to have a certain amount of pies in your body. The government have to regulate that shit. So now they can tell you what state they don't want this shit in or making it illegal in some states. Just 9 of them. Listen.
And your supplement killed my son.
Products with D-Neptune have been banned in 9 states. Makers of Neptune's Fix and Tiana Red did not return our
call. Who is the makers? You hear that, people? They never return their call. They know who it is. They just call them, but they never answer. They never return the call. What a dumb shit for the masses. Is the same government people bring your medication? They're the one who have that T-Neptune selling you in the corner store. What you think? It's a reason why they didn't serve you up over the counter and the pharmacy, because they want to tell you about it later on and tell you it's a bad thing when they're still serving them shit up in the pharmacy. They just won't tell you. Move. I'm going to show you that I never miss. Every trend that the masses pick up on nowadays is the same social medias. I already told you, them people that are ready to debunk TV and sell you social media. Now that they have a TikTok on the table, the dumbest network of all, yes, they got the masses dumbed down to a T. So pay attention, like I mentioned, about the T on Neptune, the shit in the gas station that everybody hooked on, supposedly they call it gas station heroin. Where did they find that craze? I'm going to show you. Pay attention here.
Saving that some fast food chains and how to find them. Eva
Listen.
Pilgrim is back with the story. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, Pay Michael. Secret menus are nothing.
Fast food savings. And listen to what they're saying, people. They're talking about secrets. Pay attention. And now the secrets is out. Listen.
Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, Michael. Secret menus are nothing new, but they
secret
always
menu.
Make you feel kind of cool,
watch
right?
It.
But now the holy grail of secret menus, the hidden deal.
And you know, people, secret menus, hidden deals, and where it's at, McDonald's with the number 3 right there turned down. What's going on, people? You already know. They're not selling you no healthy food in there. It's something to poison you, to kill you. GMO processed food they got in the McDonald's and all those fast food places for that matter. This is the worst one right here and one of the biggest. Pay attention here.
You know.
Now you know.
You guys have like a dinner box?
Look at this.
This morning, TikTokers are eating up this video post.
Bam. TikTokers are eating up this video. Yes, just to put an analogy in there when they want to mention eat, because that's part of the masses destruction here on this side of the earth. You've been eating poison. You've been eating your destruction right here. So pay attention. The TikTok selling you the McDonald's supposedly secret menus and deals. Yes, that's how the people know about the gas station heroin to jump on it. It's the same dumbed-down networks they're giving you social media with TikTok. Listen.
To the social media.
Look at this.
So we just picked it up and let me show you guys.
Look
what
at this.
Inside.
So you see people, that's this influencer right there. That's what they call them. Influencers can influence you to jump off a damn bridge in these times with dumb people around. And pay attention, this is the one that gonna sell you the menu and the secret deals. They got the kids in the background screaming because they're gonna get McDonald's for dinner. Pay attention
guys,
here.
Guys, what comes inside? Showcasing a budget-friendly meal bundle,
what
Texas diner Layla Kapawalatu got at her local McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
The clip viewed over 12 million times.
There you go, people. Guess what? 12 million times. And guess how much for the fucking meal? $12. What you think? The same number three coding come back. And I already told you about this dumbed-down network. All the views that you see on it is all fabricated, meaning that they're the one who push it on your feed for people to click on it. And remember, you're watching one-minute videos. As soon as 1 minute done, the next video show up. That means you don't have to actually click on these videos for them to show up. So the algorithms run TikTok. They decide what video gonna show up on your damn feed for it to be on 12 million times. So pay attention. This is what they want the people to get on. The same thing I tell you with the gas station. Error.
There's two cheeseburgers in here.
Two cheeseburger, which is all poison. There is no damn burger in there. Do you understand that? There is no damn real meat in a McDonald's burger. When you gonna understand that? They all fake food they grow is in labs. That's what they sell for fast food. That's why it's so cheap and easy to come by. They grow it in lab. Don't be thinking that shit actually coming from an animal. Listen. Look
four
at this right here, people. And those things is not potatoes. I hate to break your balls here. That's not no damn potatoes. That's what they give you for the McDonald's fries. It was a liquid substance to begin with. They sprayed out and make it look like fry sticks. That's what it is, people. It's not potatoes. They are fake food they give you. Even the bread and the sandwich. It's not real bread. What you think they're serving up in the McDonald's? Nothing but poison for the masses. And what is that nugget, people? Chicken nuggets, where they supposedly tell you they got chicken breast in there, white meat. Is that stupid? Why would you break down a piece of chicken breast, grind it up, and then use flour to put it back together to call it a chicken nugget? Why would you break it down to begin with to put it back together to make a solid piece of meat? Why would you do that? Don't lie to the people no more. That never started out as meat. I already told you, you're eating a bunch of garbage, trash and everything when you eat the McDonald's and those fast food. That's what it is. They're not serving up no real food in there. They kill you fast. Move.
And there's two Big Macs.
There you go.
$12,
Big Mac.
Y'all.
And of course, the Mac coding again.
Hall, only $12.19.
There you go again, people. Like I say, it's nothing but coding they're giving you. Listen here.
Before tax, if each item was purchased separately for pickup at the same location on the McDonald's app, it would have cost more than twice.
Hold on here, people. Wait a minute. So they're trying to tell you because this is the new thing now, and I'm putting you up on game so you don't get involved in it, okay? So the new thing with these fast food places, they want you to get the app. The app gonna get you deals and all, but the app is what gonna manipulate you. Do you understand? They're going to keep sending you notification. Oh, we got the sale. Oh, this burger is now a dollar. All of these things. They want to get their hands on you. Using that algorithms in that app to sell you these pies and food. So listen to what it is, people. They tell you these have to buy separate. Meaning the whole deal didn't come for $12. They buy them all separate. That's why they put the two cheeseburger plus four fries and the plus, and then they give you chicken nuggets and they give you the two Big Mac there as calling to the fucker who advertising it. So you see what I'm saying here? But if you would have go and buy them without the app, it would have cost you $26.71. But you use the app because the app is a manipulation. The app is an advantage to the peoples. the advantage for the people who are selling you these things. So yes, when you get the apps, you get these deals. Yes, you're being trapped in this deception. That's all it is. All of them gonna tell you to download the apps for the deal. So don't ask the question why you're getting prank calls, why you're getting these robo calls, as they call it. Is these same things that you participate in. Yes, download a food app, a fast food app, and put your number in it. Put all your information in it. Now they got you.
As much. The stay-at-home mom's Listen. Total savings, at least $14.
Stay-at-home mom. My family. Pay attention to them. Like I say, nothing but deception they give you. Pay attention to them right there. What they're promoting, the supposedly San Francisco right there, the ones that play in the Super Bowl. Like I tell you, this is how they do it right here. Pay attention.
I'm just happy to get the word out there and let people know, like, there are still deals.
Many TikTok users reacting to Layla's video.
Many TikTok basic customers, they lined out to see these things so they can jump on it. Are you kidding me, people? Listen.
Highlighting that prices and items in the bundle vary depending on where you live. One writing, this dinner box is $22 Listen here in Ohio. Another saying that the one in Tucson, Arizona, $18.99.
There you go, people. $18.99. That's triple sixes with the triple nine right there. That's what they do. All coding. Yes, it's not a bad deal, even though it come up to 18 and they tell you that the TikToker buy it for 12. Which part they come from is different. So they're telling you different states or different city, different basic price. And remember, of course, that's how it is. You go to a different city, the food price is different because of the supposed cost of living. Listen.
Bundle Box Las Vegas is $14.99 and comes with a different selection.
Listen.
McDonald's echoing the sentiment, telling ABC News that franchisees set their own prices and have the flexibility to create promotions that will drive
demand. You go, people, over a fucking TikTok video, people. This is what you got to take in to understand what's going on, that the world is a stage. Over the TikTok video about the deals and all, McDonald's make a statement. Who is McDonald's, people? I'm always going to ask you these questions. They tell you that franchisees, meaning that the people who are doing these things, they own the McDonald's, they buy a franchise, basically. So the leader, I guess is the top of the top, is the McDonald's. They're the one who make the statement, all because of a TikTok video. Do you believe it, people? What I tell you about the world stage? Pay attention.
In their restaurants.
Restaurants have secret menu items.
Secret
because
menu.
The consumers.
Why would it be a secret? Why would it be a secret and they want to sell the food? Why would they have a secret menu? Is that real, people? Why would they have something serious, a secret about you buying some food, people? They want you to buy the food. Why would it be a secret? They want you to see the menu. Why would the menu be a secret? Like I say, a way to get you to buy in. Into the damn McDonald's fake food they tell you about secret and a secret menu and them things. So now you can break the secret now and get the food for cheap. It's dumb.
Want to feel exclusive. Mm-hmm. And when you have constant loyal customers, they want to feel special.
TikTok, meantime, becoming a resource for people looking to save some dough.
Bam. TikTok becoming a resource for the people looking to save some dough. What did I tell you, people? The same TikTok that America tell you they want to ban. And I must be serious with you right here, people. And I don't care if you're dumb and don't want to listen. Okay? America own TikTok. Bing, bang. Is that a wake-up call? America own TikTok. You see Chinese on there? Yes or no? There is no fucking Chinese on the TikTok. It's for the Americans. It was made and built for the Americans. TikTok is not a Chinese language, that's English. The whole thing is, all of these selling McDonald's and all of these things that the TikTok represent, that's not Chinese. That's all Americans, for all the dumb people on this earth who don't understand, who thinking that America is after banning TikTok because it belongs to China or some company in China called ByteDance and they're forcing them to sell it. I'm going to ask you a question. Who they going to sell it to, American? This is the dumbest shit in the world. Just in case you're stupid, America own the TikTok. Heart and soul, they own that TikTok. That's what they use to dis- to basically dumb down the Americans right down to the water. Brain is now soup. That's exactly why they bring you the TikTok. It's not no Chinese on it. It's the same government people that are running your hair. Yes, so now TikTok is saving your money on food.
This couple sharing their favorite family-friendly meals from popular chains like Texas Roadhouse, Panda Express, and BJ's.
Panda Express. Panda Express. You eat from those places? That's why the people sick. I already told you that's why you're sick and on the verge of dying right now in these times. That's why you don't understand what's going on with you in these times. You're eating more of these pies and food that the government put on the table. Listen.
Brew house.
For only $45, the amount of food you get with this meal is insane.
$45.
Some employees actually...
How much food can you eat? How much food can you eat? You want to go spend $45 on some fast food because you get a lot? That's what I try to tell you, people. These are the new times. Those food is doing way more damage than it used to do. They're more potent now. They're poisoning you quicker.
Host some hacks online. So if you follow like Starbucks baristas, for example,
you see
they
what
offer-
I'm saying, people? Now you have to follow Starbucks and the fucking social medias. Like I tell you, this is how they set them up. Like I mentioned already, social media gonna be the thing. As you could see, the Starbucks right there, people. Look at what they got for the logo, and you still drink their coffee. Look at what it is, people. Is that a woman or is that a creature? You see the hands, that's fin. That look like a fishtail for the hands. And this creature with the long hair got on a crown with the star on it right there to represent the fallen people. They're the one who's selling you that fucking coffee they call Starbucks right there. Why you think the people going crazy for it? Why you think some people are addicted to it? It's a part of a lot of them people's life. They have to have it. Why? Because it's devil shit. And go ahead and put Starbucks in the numerology calculator. 36, the mark of the beast, right there on the money. So all these people think and sit there and thinking that these things is coincidence. You in a world of hurt? All of these things was there to poison you. That's why they created by the devil and have the devil logos on it. Watch this.
Are the ones that are posting new and exciting things or new and exciting deals.
Yeah,
it's to be nice to those workers there, right? So how do you find out about these deals? Well, the easiest way to find out is to ask a person who works there, preferably when they're not slammed busy, and ask nicely.
Wow.
Also, keep your eyes and ears peeled. These kinds
Listen, people, you have to go there and ask somebody directly. Make sure they're in a good mood and you ask them about the secret menu. If not, just watch TikTok. One of those social media influencers will reveal it. They're gonna find the deal, the secret supposedly menu, and bring it to you. Gotta watch it millions of times and know it's on. What did I tell you, people? Don't trust the food in Babylon. Bam.
This amber goop comes from bugs.
Look at this right here.
You've probably eaten it before. It's a natural resin called shellac.
Look at this.
And once it's...
Did you put it in your mouth? Did you stand on it right there with your dirty foot? Is this food? Pay attention here, people. Listen.
Stretched and cooled. It's used in tons of ways. From adding a shine to popular candies like jelly beans.
There you go.
And preserving citrus fruit to finishing wood. It's history date...
Preserving citrus fruit. This is dumb. Listen.
Back 3,000 years in India, where it was originally used to make jewelry and adorn palaces. India is the world's largest shellac producer, exporting over $65 million worth of it a year. But fluctuating harvests and prices have put this ancient industry at risk.
Take a look at how they handle this shit right here, people, and at the end of the day, what it is? Food for the masses. Like I tell you, in this side of the earth that we live on, this is what they have to give you for food. Some weird shit they put together, almost like some devil rituals they put together to make food to feed you in here. What do you think? Pay attention to this shit right here, people, that they use to make candies and all kind of shit that the mass is consuming. Listen.
So how exactly do a tiny insect's excretions end up on your candy and lemons?
Oh, it's just a tiny insect. Like they tell you nowadays, bugs gonna be your protein for meat. Do you understand that? So now they're telling you that these bugs, now they're putting them to use. They tell you this is over 3,000 years old, this practice right here. Listen.
We head to India to find out.
Look at this.
The Karyalaka insect is teeny.
You see that, people? Look like a damn bed bug that plaguing the masses. Pay attention.
Barely big enough to see with the naked eye. In June, farmers implant broodlac, or the mamas, onto new tree branches. Their babies will hatch and spread out. As they suck the tree's sap, the females secrete an amber-colored resin. When it hits the air, it hardens, creating a protective nest. This is what becomes valuable shellac. This curved knife, called a dowli, is the most important tool for farmers like Turlin Don.
This don't look like no damn farmer, but listen. Look at this.
She climbs up to 20 feet to reach the small branches where the insects grow. She has about 100 of these lac-infested trees. It can take as many as 300,000 insects to
right there on the money. So you pay attention, people. Over 300 of them are 300 to make this right here. Actually, it's 300,000.
It can take as many as 300,000 insects to make just 1 kilo of shellac.
1 kilo.
That's where the lac insect derives its name from ek lakh, meaning 100,000 in Hindi. Turlin can harvest that in one day, but it takes her two more to scrape it all off.
Look at this.
She uses the same dowli.
पेड़ की कटाई छटाई करने के लिए हम लोग को दावली का इस्तेमाल करते हैं.
She sells the lac to a local market, earning $7 a kilo.
Yeah, that people, $7 a kilo. After she do all of that, climb tree, repair them, and then basically sell them. Listen. There it is.
That's where Manoj Sodaogi buys it. His factory sources raw lac from four states and processes over 500 metric tons a year.
Wow, people, can you believe that gonna be food right there, and the way they handle it, the way they treat it, people? That's why I tell you it's not good to eat from factories, and most of the food that you're consuming come from that. That's where it come from, okay? All of these food that we're eating was processed in factories. It run to a factory, run to a conveyor belt and all. That's not how the human being should be eating. All of these things right here gonna lead up to your destruction. All these things is poison. 100% in. Listen.
It all starts with crushing.
Crushing
and washing.
Washing.
Which is the most challenging part. Cleaning the lac for too long could lower the yield.
Look at this.
और अगर आपने कम वॉश कर दिया तो आपकी क्वालिटी बहुत इंफीरियर हो जाएगी, इसीलिए उसको आपको पूरा मेंटेन करने के लिए हम परफेक्ट वॉश करना चाहिए.
Look at this, they're walking in it, their foot in it. Look at this.
Then the lac has to dry to prevent mold and make it easier to extract the resin.
Look at this, people.
During winters, Manoj's staff leaves the lac in this yard for an hour and a half. In hotter months, it takes about half the time. They have to watch it closely, since too much heat can turn it black. That's considered low quality and won't fetch as much money.
ज़्यादा हीट पड़ने से क्या है कि वो जमने लग जाता है. इसीलिए इसको तुरंत ही उठा के ज़्यादा लेबर लगा के तुरंत उठाना पड़ता है.
Unbelievable shit right here, people. Wow. That's what the people need to do nowadays. Kind of pay attention to what your food been through. Just look. It's not hard. Start checking out what they do to get you this food on your table. What is it? There you go right there. You like this process right here that you see them doing? This is not supposed to be right here, okay? You're not supposed to handle food like this. But this is how they do it on this side of the earth right here. Some kind of experiment they're putting together to feed you. Right there you go right there. What you think, people? All of these things right here is not meant for the human being to eat. You see the process that they have to go through to do it? That's what I always tell you about bread and all these other things that they put together. Yes, it's too much work in it. Hungry people never put it together. You understand what I mean? It's some kind of food rituals they put together to feed the masses. Yes, destruction on this side of the earth. That's what they give you. And they like to show you these supposedly primitive people making food for you right there. Just to show you that, yes, these poor people put it together. But it's bullshit. 100%. These are government shit. These are what they want us to consume all day of the week. Just like they give you new medications. Just the same way they give you new candy, new things to eat, new products on the table. There you go. They can show you all day how they produce it. But it's poison. 100% in. All candy is. Move.
This is Science Meat. FDA approved Science Meat, of course.
There you go, people. Now the FDA approving these Science Meat, as they call it. Meat that they create in labs. What did I tell you they make? What they use to make fast food? What did I tell you? Is the same lab-grown meat. They can't use cow to give you all that supposedly beef that they're serving up in this fast food. You understand? It's GMOs. They don't have that much chicken to serve you up. All grown in labs. Listen.
It was grown in a vat instead of inside an animal's body. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to chow down on it.
Listen.
Let's head on in.
Okay.
This isn't like a soy-based fake meat. Mm-hmm. It's real meat.
It's not like a soybean fake meat, or soy-based fake meat, because yes, they do have that, because the soy is a fake food. They used to make a lot of different food for you. You understand? It's the ingredients in a lot of fake food, soy. So pay attention. This is not soy. This is grown chicken in the lab, and that's what the new world gonna be offering. Either this or some bugs and crickets. For protein, listen.
Made from real chicken cells. Uh-huh. Right, real now, chicken dozens cells. Of companies are trying to figure out how to grow meat in unconventional ways.
They lie, people. They tell me about these companies trying to grow meat. No, it's bullshit. That's exactly what the new world gonna be. All the meat that you're taking in gonna be lab grown. That's why you see them showing you major companies, large companies like Amazon, or even Bill Gates and these characters buying up all the supposedly farmlands. Why? They don't want no farm done right there. No farming. So they buy up the lands and leave them right there isolated. What do you think? Okay, pay attention. Now, this is food right here. They don't need agriculture. All they need is meat, cells to grow meat. You understand? Take a cell from a cow and they can produce numerous meat to feed everybody. Do you get it? Listen.
And it's beginning to work.
Look,
why do this?
Glad sure.
Concentrated animal agriculture takes a huge toll on the environment.
And that's a big old lie. Do you understand that? Okay, so where these cows come from, people? Where they get them from? Where they get these pigs from? They're foreign to this world? Okay, I would understand if you tell me that they're all foreign to this world. You bring them here from somewhere else? Okay, so if you didn't, why the fuck they pollute the earth if they live here? Okay, so you admit it that the pigs and the cows not from here. You bring them from somewhere else to here. So now they basically can't live here unless you do something different. You can't live off these animals. No, people, this is bullshit. Go back again and listen.
Why do this? Mm-hmm. Concentrated animal agriculture takes a huge toll on the environment. And with the demand for meat expected to skyrocket in the next few decades, well, it's a big problem.
Okay, so they know that the demand for meat gonna skyrocket. It's bullshit. People trying to come off meat. People trying to find other, you know, sources to get protein. And now you're telling us that they're gonna sell more meat. People gonna want more meat later on. So now you have to do this. It's bullshit, people, and don't let them fool you about natural animals destroying the earth. Ozone layer is messing up because of cow fart and all of these things. It's bullshit. CO2 gas is bullshit. All fake they give you so they can give you fake meat. Do you get it? This side of the earth you live on belongs to the devil. They're only gonna serve up fake shit.
Meat is a product that we've loved for thousands of years. And why? The demand for it is doubling.
Yes, and it's all by design why we love meat. I already told you, once they take you from the human being origin, they have to feed you animals. Do you get it? That's not how we used to live, where human being origin at. You understand that? where we originated from, the birthplace of human beings. We don't eat animals. We got everything for the human being satisfaction without have to eat an animal. So pay attention to this right here. They're the one who give you this way of life in Babylon.
We have to come up with ways to be ingenious and give people what they want in a more efficient package. We can meet this doubling of demand with the production method that is safe, sustainable, a lot more humane.
What makes it safe, people? What makes you're growing some lab meat in lab from meat cells? You use meat cells, cow cells, chicken cells to grow meat and feed it to the damn masses. Do you know what's good about that? Why do you tell the masses that this is a good idea? Did you know the result? Do you know the result? Of course they do. It's a destruction route. They know already what it gonna end up to be. What gonna happen to the masses' body? Keep taking in those lab-grown meat. Listen.
The question is, why don't we need an opportunity like this to be explored right now with urgency?
If we could grow most or even all of the meat we need with a much smaller impact.
You know, people? What? Smaller impact if we can grow all the meat that we need. I'm going to ask you a question. What you going to do with those cows? Remember, the cows is the one who basically, you said, you know, polluting the earth. If you go ahead and have a farm with cows and pigs on it to feed people, you say it messing up the world itself. The earth itself is messing up the air and everything. Global warming coming to play. So what you're going to do when you start eating lab-grown meat? What you're going to do with those cows, those pigs? They're not going to be alive and doing the same damage to the earth? Now listen, if you was eating them, then that mean they would be out of the equation of, for the most part. I'm just saying, the more you leave them out there and eat lab-grown meat is the more cows you're going to have, the more pigs you're going to have. And if you're saying that they're causing global warming and pollution on the earth, what's going to happen then? It's a dumb world you're living in.
We could make healthier meat. Healthier meat that was otherwise impossible to get.
Listen, meat that otherwise impossible to get. And you see what they show you? They show you a CGI animal right there. Just like they give you a unicorn, the same thing they give you with dinosaur. They beat it in your head when you was a youngster. You don't get it. That's the reason why you believe in it. You used to wear the clothing with it on it. You used to have the lunch pan with it and all. You have the storybooks and everything. Yes, they give you history about these creatures was living here before mankind. All bullshit for the dumb masses. And you buy in. So yes, later on they can serve you up some dinosaur meat. Move.
Science is about asking questions that you don't know the answers to. It's about recognizing the limitations of society that you have at the time that you must overcome. Mm-hmm. And what is the science telling you?
This is Hard Reset, a series about rebuilding our world from scratch.
You hear what it say, people? Hard Reset. That's what they call it. Rebuilding our supposed world from scratch. Go back right here. Listen to what they're telling you. Okay.
Hard Reset. Hard Reset. A series about rebuilding our world from scratch.
Rebuilding our world from scratch. So you see that right there, people? So yes, they know already. We know that the way we was living was all wrong. All satanic. So guess what? Some people already know that. So now they come and tell you, listen, we know it was a wrong way to live, but take a look. We're going to reset it and now we're going to do it right. We're not going to eat animals. We're just going to grow the cells to make meat. Are you dumb, people? This is the new world. And the further they carry you into the new world, it's the more destruction it gets to offer. It's not getting easier. Oh, yes, it might be getting easier, but it's getting more deadlier. Do you understand? AI make life easier, but you're heading down destruction route.
Welcome to Emeryville, California. It's right California. Next to San Francisco. Pixar is there. There's an IKEA and a pretty good mall. And this place, a high-tech factory for cultivated meat.
Listen, for cultivated
this meat. Is Uma. He's the founder and CEO of Upside, and we hear he's a blast at birthday parties.
They're laughing at you, but they're all fake people. They never come up with these things. These things been going on forever. That's what they use on earth to feed you from day one. All they do is lie. They show you the way you've been eating is a lie. They show you what they've been feeding you. It's a lie. They show you this fagabat and tell you he's the one who come up with this lab go meat shit. It's a lie. It's a government way to feed you. Watch this.
I grew up in a meat-eating family. Mm-hmm. Loved eating family. Meat. Uh-huh. One day, as a kid, I went to a friend's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We were having fun in the front. And then I walked to the back of the house, and that is where they were slaughtering the animals that were being used to feed the people in the front.
Wow.
It was the birthday, death day, happening at the same time. With incredible joy in the front and incredible suffering in the back. And
can you hear that, people? Yes, and it was like a little kid. This is what he was seeing right here. They're killing animals in the back and having fun at the front with the birthday party. Do you understand that? So yes, it traumatized him. He have to do something about it. This is how they sell your life in here. The same way, every fucking time. They show you somebody and yes, they're innocent and they look like you's regular person, regular people. They said they was going through these things and this was going on and they didn't like it, so they make a change. It's fuckery in the satanic earth. It's fakery. Do you understand that? Okay, so yes, people, they were slaughtering goats and them things in the back of the party. He felt it. So that's the reason why this stuck in his mind till he can come up with a lab-grown meat. Dumb the fuck out.
I think that was the first time I came directly face-to-face with the duality of
duality
meat.
Duality of meat.
I'm a cardiologist by training. During medical school, we would take stem cells, re-inject them into the person's heart to regrow the heart muscle. And to me, it felt like, oh my gosh, what if you can take cells from an animal
easy.
And grow meat from it?
Yes, that easy, people. Just that easy. He come up with this supposed idea to grow meat in labs from meat cells. Do you believe it, people? I already told you. Listen to me, because I never miss, people. I never miss yet. I'm going to ask you a question. Since you feel like these people is the one who creating all you eat, you really believe that? This is the way they've been feeding you a long time ago. This is what you're bargaining for in this earth. Nothing natural here. So yes, you have to eat lab-grown meat. That's the by-design plan. To feed the people in this earth. It's part of what gonna make you sick, have complication, get old and die. This is what the world have to offer on this side of the earth. Do you get it? Go back and listen.
To regrow the heart muscle. And to me, it felt like, oh my gosh, what if you can take cells from an animal and grow meat from it? What would that be?
Easy as that.
From a scientific standpoint, cultivated meat is an unbelievably simple idea that's been around for probably as long as people have been eating meat.
You hear that, people? Okay, listen. Go back again.
Unbelievably simple idea that's been around for probably as long as people have been eating meat. Which is, if I just want a chicken wing, do I need a whole chicken?
Listen.
This is Eric, our tour guide and professional scientist. And I'm gonna guess basketball player.
They're fake,
people.
They're fake. Take a look at this right here. You seen it? They're trying to tell you he's 6'3". That's the code in 6336 is mark of the beast. And here you go, 6'6" right there. Again.
College basketball, and not very good at it.
Wow. Anyway, after we got all suited up with these super fashionable beard nets, Eric gave me a tour of the facility where they make the meat.
What do you feed the cells?
We feed the cells the same thing you and I would eat, except in a much more simplified form. So,
they feed the cell what you and I would eat. They're talking about the meat cell that they're going to grow to feed you. Listen.
If we're eating, say, meat or protein or starches in like a potato, we just break those down to its components. Amino acids in the case of protein, sugars in the case of starches, vitamins, minerals, those sorts of things. You take cells which are living, and as long as they're fed, kept warm, and given a place to grow without competition from
bacteria. That's bacteria itself, people. Don't let them fool you. That's GMOs. That's living organism right there, microorganism. That's what they're going to use to grow the meat, people. What you think? It is bacteria. They tell you to take the meat cells. They take some meat cells out of the cow. What you think they use? What they take from the cow? The bacteria. Use the bacteria to make meat. Do you get it? I've been breaking down GMOs forever to let you understand what it is. The reason why he mentioned potatoes and he said starch, but he mentioned sugar. You get it? Okay, so yes, they can make all of these starch become sugar right quick by just taking out the organism, the supposed bacteria in the potato to use it to make more potato. Do you get it? That's the reason why you can get corn syrup. That's not the real corn. It's just the microorganism in the corn they take out and use it to make corn. So that means that corn can bring you sugar. That corn can bring you syrup. This is what they've been doing the whole time. So listen, when they put that in the concept of meat, now you understand what you're eating. Okay, so I'll tell you already that they've been doing this shit forever. They've been feeding you lab-grown meat the whole time. That's what they do. They make you get used to eating animals, and then bam, now that you're looking for the animals, that's not what they're gonna be serving up. You're gonna be lab-grown meat. That's the kind of world you live in.
They'll continue to grow using their
genes.
As long as they're fed, kept warm, and given a place to grow without competition from bacteria, they'll continue to grow using
bacteria,
their genetic programming.
And this bacteria, but you use generic programming. It's bacteria they use to make your meat. It's bacteria they're growing to give you to eat as meat. Bacteria, people, listen.
Will produce the same thing that's in an animal, and then you can eat it. This way, you can grow the meat without needing to grow the rest of the animal. No bones, no skin, no nervous system.
No bones, no skin, no nervous system. So yes, people, you don't have to ask. Okay, I guess that in the pandemic, when they tell you that chicken wing is short, you can't get no chicken wing. You remember that? There is no chicken wing, but the rest of the chicken is good. You can find the rest of the chicken. You just don't have no damn wing. What happened there, people? What happened? They've been growing you these things in the lab. You understand that? Chicken breasts and all, chicken thighs, all of them been grown in the lab. A matter of fact, the pieces of the chicken, they grow them in the lab. They grow your piece of steak there. They grow your piece of pork chop. This is how they do it. This is what the mass has been eating the whole time.
The only problem with this is that it also doesn't have an immune system. So if bacteria gets into the process, it pretty much ruins the whole bag.
No, people, the whole thing is bacteria. It's bacteria they're feeding you, people. That's why we die quick. That's why we have these supposedly disease and viruses that plague us, supposedly, and can't get out. You have a bug that won't move because you've been eating bacteria. Listen.
And the most important thing, of course, is that once we put anything into the system, it is, in fact, sterile. We monitor all the different types of bacteria in the air and on the surfaces.
What a joke,
we also monitor what's inside here, but more importantly, what's not here. Right? Bacteria, viruses.
You hear that, people? Bacteria and viruses is not there, even though that's what they're using to create the meat. That's what they're growing, people. Not meat cells. Meat bacteria. You got it? I'm done. Meat bacteria is what they're growing to make GMO meat. That's it. Microorganism is the damn bacteria. Okay, so they tell you all that and then they dodge from telling you that you're eating bacteria that they basically take out of the meat and grow the bacteria for you to eat as meat. They won't tell you that, but that's exactly what they do. That's what they serve up in fast food places. They tell you about a supposedly impossible burger. They tell you about all these meat now they're creating for vegans. It's the same bacteria you're eating. Meat bacteria they grows in lab and feed you for the exact meat. Do you believe that? That's the kind of world you live in. A backwards place that they house the human beings to take their soul. That's exactly why we're here. Yes, and that's why I told you we need to find a way out. Until we do that, we trap under this kind of system where they have to make meat for you to eat. What they make it from? Bacteria. They tell you this is no longer good. Can't work no more because of pollution. It caused the earth to get damaged. So that means we have to move on. to eating bacteria that they grow in labs. There you go. Time to dance and celebrate, because these people don't hit the milestone to feed your bacteria for meat. What a damn joke. Yes, another mag. Bam. I'm gone.